I very much like the metaphor of the journey or path that unfolds in practice. So we can go from A to B. But it turns out the fastest way to get to B is to be fully at A. There's a wonderful quality of this practice that it often works best to put aside any idea of progress, trying to attain anything or expect anything, and have a friendly devotion to your lived experience of the moment, whatever that might be. And to understand how maybe we're not so fully here in the lived experience of the moment. What takes us away? And the wonderfulness of it all is that as soon as you know what it is that's taking you away, it turns out that also is part of the lived experience of the moment. And there's an art to letting that help you, support you, to be here at A, fully here for this experience. And as a support for this entering into our lived experience, it can be helpful to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in deeply. And then a relaxing exhale. Maybe the shoulders relax. So the shoulders participate in this entering into the lived experience here. Relaxing the belly. Maybe on the exhale, allowing the weight of the belly to be released and settle into a grounding here and now. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And still, this initial process of entering the present can be supported by more relaxation. As you exhale, to relax your face, the muscles. Softening around the eyes. No need to be looking with the eyes when the eyes are closed. Softening the cheeks. Again, relaxing the shoulders, releasing the shoulders, and sometimes there's a broad global way we are holding the body, bracing itself against life. Perhaps you can, on the exhale, relax the whole body. Maybe relaxing the whole body as if you're opening the body. And finally, this entering into the present. It might be helpful to relax the thinking muscle, relax the brain. On the exhale, to relax any tension in your body associated with thinking. Gently now, noticing how the body experiences breathing. As if the body is a receptive organ of perception, that as the inhale begins, the body is ready and available to receive the sensations that come. Breathing in. As if the body allows for the sensations that come as you exhale. And as you breathe mindfully, perhaps that breathing can connect to the deeper way in which you are right now. The quality of your inner being. Maybe you're calm or quiet. Maybe you're agitated. Maybe your inner life feels safe, contented. Maybe it feels cautious. Whatever your inner life feels like, quality of your being, breathe with it gently. breathing through how you are, breathing with it, accompanying yourself in a deep way. Then there's also the state of your mind, closely related. And if you feel desires for something, thinking about desires, aversion, perhaps thinking about what you're aversive to, to allow that to be there in awareness. So you're not defined by it or troubled by it. It's just phenomena that's part of the picture. Part of you, not all of you. And if your state of mind is accompanied with thinking, can you quiet your thinking? Gently slowing it down. The quieter the thinking, the more room there is for awareness, for being conscious. And perhaps the more room there is to notice when you become knotted up in your experience, the movements of getting entangled in your thoughts, your feelings, and perhaps time to time you can notice a difference between being caught in something and not being caught. When the awareness becomes simple enough, maybe you can be aware, you can know that right next to being caught, there is also the awareness which is not caught. awareness that that receives everything without getting knotted up, or if there's knots, entanglements, no problem. Just another event, another phenomena in the lived experience of the moment. That awareness can include the more we relax into the present moment, the more sensitive we become to the even the subtle knots, entanglements. That can be felt as tension in the body and the mind. That can be felt as pressure, contraction. Sometimes as a solidification in the body and the mind. Sometimes it's a narrowing of attention, narrowing of the mind. When we get caught up in anything at all, even what's happening in the present, that caught upness might feel unpleasant. Not quite satisfying. Take some time to feel what the experience of being knotted up is like, even in the subtlest forms. Subtlest forms of clinging. And when this conditions are right, allow it to let go. Make room for release. Allow the attachments to relax into the wide space all around it. Let go. that there's an idea in our practice world of having mindfulness bells. Came from the original idea of someone would ring a bell in the middle of the activities people were involved in, and everyone would stop and breathe and be mindful for 3 breaths or something, and then they would continue their activity. And that idea then got translated to all kinds of other things that become mindfulness bells, reminders to be present. I've often used going through door frames as a mindfulness bell. So every time I go through a door, I kind of have time to be present. Going into a new world at the other side of the door, so might as well be present. All kinds of things can be mindfulness bells for us. For today, if you'd like, you could use the ways in which you get knotted up in things as your mindfulness bell. If you notice your mind wanders off in thought, that's easy enough to happen, but you're involved in it, entangled in it, caught up in it, then you're knotted. And then that's, you notice that, use that as a mindfulness bell. That's all, just all. Oh, it's time to be present. What's happening here? If you find yourself knotted up in the experiences of the moment, you're reacting for or against it, somehow contracted around it, or pushing against it, or something, use that as a mindfulness spell. It does not have to be a problem bell, like an alarm that goes off, problem, or a wrong bell, something's wrong here. It's just a mindfulness bell. Oh, I'm so lucky to have this reminder. And what's happening now? Just kind of use that to be present, and you'll get to be present a little bit for what it feels like to be entangled, to be knotted up, and becoming really skilled at sensing and seeing and catching and the ways we get knotted up. It's really a useful skill. It can be life-changing. But it really helps if you're not judging yourself or making it into a problem. It's just another version of present moment experience to wake up to. And every once in a while, the waking up, you'll discover that the waking up to it, becomes the same thing as letting go. Not that you're letting go, but the waking up, in the waking up, there's a kind of a letting go. So I imagine that you'll have one or two of these mindfulness spells today. When you're entangled, caught. Maybe today's a good day to building on the foundation of what we've done so far, to use them as mindfulness bells every time you get caught, tangled. So a few announcements for today. Kirsten and Jonathan have posted a small sign-up sheet they're available for each of them 3 practice discussions today in the afternoon on the Bodhi deck out here where I was used meeting people. And so if you're interested in meeting with them, you can sign up. We're coming near the end, and it's easy now to begin getting a little bit more relaxed about all the COVID protocol. We've been successfully here for so long. But please don't relax. Remember to wash your hands before your meals and for serving yourself and all kinds of other times. And yesterday I forgot putting on my mask a few times coming into the building. I apologize, but it's just so easy now, at least for me, so let's be careful. And anything else?
Do you want to address about the slideshow scheduled tonight?
We do. And then we have the final meeting of the two affinity groups this afternoon at 1:45 and 3:15. And I hope you enjoy the day. Thank you.